0530.
Παραφίνι, παραφίνι, μακότα πέλα, μακότα πέλα, ούγκα, ούγκα, τα στόμα, δε πιάνγκο, τα στόμα, δε πιάνγκο.
Δίκα τσι τίκα, μου σα βίν περέρα κουά.
Village bunting, never know they like you bid one thing. No more up next is now. Now SNB group savings account. Saving the 0 month defeat. Back my charge up a quarter and defeat. Positive saving rate. Trading best for you, Bukumo, yes. Galaxy for access, Yandalama. Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana. E-wallet, Yolo Bangalana. Asset deposit, your drone Dalama. You can ask to remove a member. How many members is your Chidimba? When I need your physical meat, it's like I want some of my members. Banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, Papa just got better. The SMB group savings account. SMB group savings account.
SMB's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some digs test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Pombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Pombon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Suspected of cholera breaks out in Mushindano and Kasempa. In Africa news, two shot are dead within minutes near Anshuan Court in Cape Town, South Africa. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Suspected cholera cases have been reported in Mushindano and Kasempa districts in Northwestern Province. Northwestern Province, a public health specialist, Kizito Sampa, says the cases are not yet confirmed, but the Ministry of Health is on alert to ensure containment of the disease in the said districts. Dr. Sampa said all districts in the province have heightened surveillance and preparation for response should the cases be confirmed positive. He said the Ministry of Health in the province is prepared to handle cholera cases in terms of logistics and drugs. Dr. Sampa has, however, called on members of the public to adopt a good hygiene practices to prevent themselves and their families from contracting the cholera virus. He said the rainy season is mostly prone to viral disease outbreaks, hence members of the public should uphold good hygiene practices and be on alert for any symptoms of a persistent diarrhea. He said the rainy season is mostly prone to viral disease outbreaks, hence members of the public should uphold good hygiene practices and be on alert for any symptoms of persistent diarrhea. Kamalawada councillor Mainda Smata and a concerned community representative have delivered a petition to ZESCO managing director, engineer Justin Longo, urging the company to abandon the move of relocating over 2,000 shako traders from Mississippi's in Koloma Ward 1 to Kamala Ward 5 without consulting the community and the Lusaka City Council. Mr. Simata explained that the petition was endorsed by over 3,000 residents of New Kamala, including the business community, who have opposed the relocation, citing serious security and health safety concerns, which could render their homes and businesses the target of criminal activities.
This is not just a violation of
world boundaries, but it's also a violation of our rights as Kamala residents, as we were not consulted on this move, and we feel that this relocation is going to endanger our community in that the rate of crime is going to spike up, and furthermore, the proposed place of relocation is not ideal for these people because it has no water, it has no toilets. Moreover, it is still under the same ZESCO power lines where they are relocating them from Mississippi to Kamala. So it defeats logic to understand why this could move these people from a certain risky area under power lines on in Mississippi and still bring them again to Kamala under the same power lines.
Former Mukusha District Youth Coordinator Jeremy Silupupwe has taken time to clean toilets at the Mukushi Agricultural Marketing Area. His effort was aimed at improving sanitation for the many community members who use the facility. Mr. Silupupwe explained that the toilets had become unsafe and unhygienic, prompting him to step in and restore cleanliness.
The past 2 days that I've been here, I came to realize that the place, or rather the toilets inside, is not that conducive. I find that you can't even stand nearby, because sense the smell, which is very bad. So I came to realize that as time goes by, it will be very bad for the people who are coming from afar. Because if we see that people are coming here and they are staying here for about 5 hours, and imagine you stay on a place where you are spending 5 hours and you don't have where to go and eat yourself. You find that this town, find that it will be very bad. So I came to realize that there's something that we can do as a community as we are waiting for marketing.
And the farmers have expressed happiness with the improvements, noting that the toilets are now clean and are good to use. Meanwhile, Mukushi District Marketing Officer Elvering Mwamba also thanked Mr. Silupumbwe for his initiative, saying the improved hygiene will greatly benefit people who depend on the facility.
For this wonderful gesture, as you can see, we have a lot of farmers here, and you know, cleanliness is next to godliness. So, look, if you look around again, there's a community, there are cow, there are people that work on the car washes, the garages, and the people into grain trading, they are all using the same toilet. Even the people that just move around, they come and help themselves from here. So this gesture is appreciated. We know that our farmers now will be comfortable even being around here because they've been moving from here, maybe going somewhere else to ask for a place where they can help themselves. So with this one, we appreciate.
Kawama Western Councillor Anok Kabaso is concerned with the Constituency Development Fund CDF grants, stating that their lack of impact in the community is largely due to the way funds are allocated to project groups. Mr. Kabaso pointed out that many groups submit proposals with clear budgets for their projects, only to receive a smaller amount of money than they requested for. He notes that this often forces the groups to divide their limited funds amongst themselves, which undermines their original project plans. Mr. Kabaso emphasized that it is crucial for local authorities to provide a funding that aligns with the project proposals submitted by the groups. He argued that without a proper funding, the issue of unsuccessful project will persist as organizations continue to receive amounts they did not apply for.
The amount of money.